Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser along with Corey Johnson. We're going to take a look at kind of the rotation we've seen in the market, specifically, Corey, what's happened to the Trump trade. We saw a bunch of sectors rallying after his election, but they've come undone a little bit.
Yeah, although we still got the market up, you know, 15% since the election. So we'll take a look at that and sort of see what has come undone and what's still holding together. But first, let's get the very latest in business news headlines from our Bloomberg News anchor, Charlie Pellett.
All right. I thank you very much, Corey Johnson. It is a down day, a down Tuesday on Wall Street here. Stocks pulling back from records. Crude oil slipping to a 10-month low on concern the global supply glut will persist. The dollar rose as Fed officials continue to reiterate a moderately hawkish stance on monetary policy. And now the numbers from the close of floor trading at the NYMEX. And it is brought to you by USCF. Invest in what's real. Visit USCFinvestments.com. That's USCFinvestments.com. July WTI crude futures settling at $43.23 a barrel. Gold down 280 the ounce to $12.43, a drop there of 0.2%. The 10-year up 8/32 at yield 2.16%. S&P down 11.30 now to 24.42, down 0.5%. NASDAQ down 32, a drop there of 0.5%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points, a drop there of 0.1%. And just updating you on the price of crude, as we mentioned, crude oil did move lower, closing in a bear market down 21% from its peak back in February. A Bloomberg exclusive, we sat down with Sheryl Sandberg. She's the Chief Operating Officer of Facebook.
My job every day is to work on growing Facebook, helping more people use Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and WhatsApp. More people get value from the products and services and more businesses. And I feel like as a business leader, if I focus on our business, that's where my focus needs to stay.
And Facebook shares, they're down 0.2%. Again, recapping, equities lower here. The S&P down 11, a drop there of 0.5%. I'm Charlie Pelleton. That is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. This is Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson. We are Bloomberg Radio.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for.
Well, has the Trump trade come undone? Ravi Malik joins us right now as a portfolio manager with SSI Investment Management. And, Ravi, you know, when we first saw the election of Donald Trump, the markets instantly rallied with expectations of economic growth, tax cuts, rapid cutting of regulations, and lots of legislation to be passed. We haven't seen all that, but yet the market's still up about 15% since then.
Yes, it's been interesting. There's been a complete unwinding of the Trump trade. And it's been, it's like a coiled spring almost at this point. So, you know, if you think about it, even before the election, there had been an improvement in the economic expectations. Economic surprises were on the upswing. But it really took off after the election as people thought that there would be a quantum jump in economic growth as a result of fiscal stimulus, deregulation, and infrastructure spending. But what's been very interesting is that from the time of the inauguration, ironically, the trade started to come unwound, and now it has not just unwound, but has over unwound.
Well, if I take a look, and I ran some numbers off the Bloomberg, election to inauguration day, financials, telecom, energy were your top three performing groups. Financials were up 20% in that time frame. Telecom services up about 14%. Energy was up almost 11%. Inauguration day to today, and this is based on the S&P 500 major industry groups, right now we've got energy at the bottom of the pack, 12.6%, but there's a lot of other metrics going on, I think, with energy. Telecom are now down about, telecom services down about 9%. Financials, the fourth worst performing major industry group in the S&P, but they're still up 5.6% today. And to Corey's point, yeah, we've seen the rotation happen, but the market continues to grind higher. Things are not totally coming undone, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I would say what's happened is that if you looked at what happened from the election to the end of the year, it's the parts of the market that were performing, as you just pointed out, and that was reflected in three things. One was just the shape of the yield curve. It steepened quite a bit through the end of the year. Secondly, you had this massive outperformance by value sectors. Those are sectors where, you know, the relative valuation in terms of sales and earnings and asset values is depressed compared with the secular growth sectors. Those sectors outperformed. And finally, the dollar spiked on expectations of capital inflows. And what's interesting is that since the election, you've had this yield curve actually get flatter than it was at the time of the election results. You've had value not just unwind the outperformance of 600 basis points, but further underperform by another 600 basis points. And you've had essentially the dollar come back to the level it was at the time of the election. And I think it's basically the market has continued to progress on the back of growth stocks, which have taken over the leadership. So it's been one of those cases where as expectations on growth and fiscal policy have come down, people have crowded into sectors, secular growth sectors such as technology and staples on the one hand, and income-producing sectors such as utilities on the other hand. I do feel, though, that it has gone pretty far, and actually you've started to see in the last couple of weeks some of that has started to unwind. Today you had a policy speech by Paul Ryan, which is quite pertinent in that regard. And I think it's at a point where we are like a coiled spring where the value...
Wait, sorry, let me just back you up for a minute. The Ryan speech, important because why?
Because the expectations for policy are... I think at an absolute low, and it can only, they've completely gone out of the calculus. So from here, we are just one legislative action away from a move back into the pro-cyclical areas of the market and from a resumption of the Trump trade.
It's interesting, too. You know, we had this sell-off of the tech stocks for a minute or so, or a couple of days, and then roared right back. And I wonder what you make of the market sentiment that reflects.
Yeah, so, you know, this started about 2 weeks ago, and actually, if you look at, you know, because everyone had piled into tech, the valuations of tech relative to some of the value sectors were kind of an all-time high, almost a multi-year, even multi-decade high, but almost the highest they've been since the internet bubble of 1999. And, you know, that while valuations are nowhere close to where they were in that time frame for tech, and there are some secular factors in their favor, I just think that the gap between that sector and, let's say, the industrials and financials has grown to a point where it would not take a lot for some of that to start reversing.
I guess we already saw that too, yeah. Ravi Malik, thank you very much. Ravi Malik is a portfolio manager at SSI Investment Management. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson and Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg.
Let's get a check on your latest world and national news headlines. Once again, let's bring in Adrienne Mitchell. She is in our Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington. Adrienne.
Carol and Corey, Republicans are trying to get a health care measure ready for a vote as Democrats led by Senator Chuck Schumer slam GOP leaders for keeping colleagues in the dark.
It boggles the mind that the Republican leader is moving forward this way without letting anyone but members of the Republican Senate caucus see the bill. And even many of them have said they haven't seen it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are responding to their constituents. McConnell says a vote to repeal Obamacare could come as early as next week. The company that arranged Otto Warmbier's trip to North Korea says it will no longer take Americans into the country. The 22-year-old has died days after being returned from detention in North Korea in a coma. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says there will be no justice for him.
North Korea will not hold anybody accountable for Otto's death. It's a totalitarian government with no concept of the rule of law. No civil rights, no due process, no justice.
Warmbier died in Cincinnati. A coroner in Ohio is investigating his death. The most expensive house race in history is coming to an end with today's special election in suburban Atlanta. Either Republican Karen Handel or Democrat John Ossoff will get the seat that's been in GOP hands since 1979. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts. I'm Adrienne Mitchell.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.